Good morning.
Good morning. Who's Mitch?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I've been the only one for a while. I was beginning to wonder if we're going to have one.
Well, now we know.
Now we know. I'm sure Elizabeth will be on. She just sent me a message. Another topic, I'm trying to look at the requirements right now, the level 1, 2, 3s, and I'm going to start trying to extract requirements for our data architecture.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand what we mean by data architecture.
Well, that'll be part of the... Hey, Richard.
Hi.
There's three of us so far, so we're still waiting for Elizabeth.
Ah. Okay.
So before Elizabeth comes on, we can say anything we want.
I think that you need to be careful, Steve, with the telecons, that you don't mix PDS3 specification with PDS4 specification.
Absolutely. I agree. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, who else on?
Let's see, myself.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mitch Gordon, you said, was on, and John Ho? Which John?
No, Richard, I'm sorry.
Richard's on, okay.
Oh, man, I'm getting an echo.
Richard and I are in cubicles next to each other, so we're going to have fun here.
Toss a standard reference back and forth. Yeah, Mitch, I agree with you. So tomorrow we're going to be focusing on, I guess, PS3 review by Todd, and then as we can look at maybe Cube that Dick Simpson did.
Yeah.
And like you say, just keep focus on that. The only thing, only other thing I was thinking is if you wanted people to look at the introduction, but I think Dick wanted to rewrite that or something, or edit it, I'm sorry.
More, so.
Yeah.
I will still be interested in knowing whether any of the reviewers have looked at it and if it seems to make sense to them now that they've played with this document a bit.
Okay, I'll do an update to the agenda and suggest that.
Susie, you got anyone else with you?
I'm expecting Keith, but he's not here yet.
Okay, will you let us know when he arrives? Please. Okay, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Boris.
Elizabeth, you know that Ron will be here this morning?
Yes, he told me that. He said you guys had some monster meeting or something.
Yeah, we're doing a bunch of instrument proposals.
Oh, that's right. That's right, yeah.
One per week until September.
Oh, I told him what fun I used to have on those things. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning.
Okay, which nodes do we not have? We don't have PPI yet. We don't have SBN yet. Is that it? There's one of them. Okay, Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so it's just PPI. Okay, why don't we go ahead and get started? The first item on the agenda hopefully should be fairly easy. This is an SCR that we had tentatively said I could keep working on until I figured out more details about it. This was a specific keyword called error mask. Which, morning, Ann.
Hey there.
We're on the first item, which is the error mask keyword.
Okay.
Anrao. There we go. Okay. The problem with this keyword is that it has a general data type of character. All of the other mask keywords have been classified as non-decimal, and the other keywords all literally consist of a bit or byte string where the individual values are basically flags. I had proposed that we change the general data type on this keyword to match the other keywords. Unfortunately, I have since then examined the standard value list, which has nothing to do with flags and consists of four values, both contact 1, contact 2, and none. Obviously, changing that to non-decimal is not going to work. My basic analysis of this keyword is broken, we can't repair it, forget it, and just drop the SCR. So I am personally recommending that we reject this SCR. Does anyone have any other opinions or anything they'd like to recommend in terms of this?
Just a question, Elizabeth.
Sure.
Was there a particular driver or instrument situation behind that, behind the change? I guess I'm asking in the sense of, do we need to write anything down for PDS-4 about it?
Other than it falling in the general category of things in the data dictionary that are going to need to be dealt with in terms of creating a good, clean data dictionary, no. This keyword will definitely fall out as we do our cleanup efforts in the long run, whether that happens under 3 or 4.
Okay, thanks.
I do not remember. Unfortunately, this thing is, 3 years old now. And I don't remember whether somebody just happened across it or whether there was actually some kind of a reason for it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, any other comments before we vote? Okay, then the vote on this is to reject this SCR. Let me go through the nodes. Lyle?
Reject.
Okay, Susie?
Reject.
Chris?
Reject.
Boris?
Reject.
Todd is not on. Oh, don't freeze up now. Why does my computer always freeze up during telecons? Okay, it's called a pen. Pardon me?
Jealousy?
It must be just in time to vote. I'll come back to you in a second after explaining what's going on. Mitch?
Reject.
Dick?
Reject.
Ann?
Reject.
And I will vote to reject. Okay, Todd, we have just been discussing the very first SCR, which is the changing the general data type of error mask. I am recommending that this be rejected. If you've had a chance to read it, go ahead and vote, and if not, I'll just put down absent or whatever you want.
I haven't had a chance to read it, so just mark me abstain.
Abstain, okay, sounds good.
And also, I called in just to say I didn't do anything, and I have nothing to report and no time to participate.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, and have fun.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, thank you. Next item on the agenda is 1087, which is the PDS standards on sequences and sets. We have a full draft SCR. It is, did I ever get around to posting it? I hope I did. Yes, I did. Okay. It is available on the website. We had a couple of issues that came up that we wanted to get some feedback from you guys on. Now, if you'll remember, when we had gone through the list of SCRs trying to decide what was PDS-3 and what was PDS-4, this particular one we voted to break up. There were two elements that happened to deal with sets that we decided we should resolve under PDS-4. And three issues dealing with sequences that we decided to keep and deal with under PDS-3. In the SCR, I go ahead and spell out what those three issues are. The first of these has to do with an error in the BNF notation on sequences, on two-dimensional sequences, and I've got the proposal for how to fix that notation. The second issue had to deal with a heterogeneous two-dimensional sequence that was submitted for the MRO project, and it failed validation on vTool, and the question was asked, is it valid? And we discussed this at some length back in September of 06 on the telecon, and at that point, Ann had made the observation that punctuation was incorrect, but that the heterogeneity is correct. In other words, what we had decided at that time was that all of the elements within the array needed to be included in parentheses, even the single-dimensional arrays. Excuse me, not single-dimensional, single-element arrays. So I've spelled out how that should be fixed, and like I say, we've already hashed this over. Anybody's welcome to comment, but we have talked about this already. The third issue had to deal with the sample, the one example that was provided for a sequence. Mitch has just recently pointed out that the example that's provided is one for eccentricity, but the values that are listed make no sense. So he's
just talking about hyperbolic comets.
Yes, exactly. Good point. Okay, so we had suggested earlier that it would be a good idea to provide some more examples of the different kinds of sequences that were possible. This latest version of the SCR, which I actually haven't even sent to you and Mitch and Patty, I've now suggested four different examples. One of a homogeneous one-dimensional array, another of a heterogeneous one-dimensional array, and then one each of a homogeneous and heterogeneous two-dimensional arrays. Sequences. The problem we've got is that for the heterogeneous one- and two-dimensional sequences, we don't actually have real living examples. And I couldn't come up with anything in the data dictionary that it made sense to use in this way. So what I came up with in this SCR are two non-existent but plausible keywords. Mitch, like me, felt uncomfortable with using non-existent keywords, and we were wondering if we could have some discussion about this and see if anybody could come up with some better examples. Has everybody had a chance to actually open the SCR and figure out where we are?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable using non-existent keywords.
Yeah. I guess the question is, can you think of something where, okay, what I'm looking for, where I've got instrument state sequence, which, as you know, is non-existent, what I'm looking for are values that are not all of the same data type.
Okay, give me a minute. I think I can find one.
Okay.
So keep talking, and I'll be looking.
Okay, and then the other example is obviously the fourth one, where we've got the reticle point sequence. This was actually based on a potential scenario that Anne had been discussing in the September 06 teleconference, where she could imagine a situation where we might have a two-dimensional sequence where you would have a single-element sequence followed by a multiple-element sequence, a pattern of those. But again, we don't have an existing keyword along these lines. It turns out that the MRO keyword that caused this problem in the first place, which is the MRO lookup conversion table, turned out to be a simple two-dimensional sequence consisting of two-element arrays. So that actually does not turn out to be the basket case that we had thought at the time that the label was being tested. So we can use that as a clean, homogeneous two-dimensional sequence. Any luck yet, Susie?
No, I know where to look, but it's going to take me a while. I remember having a question about sequences with regard to mini-RF on LRO.
Okay.
So I'll keep looking.
Anyway, obviously I don't think we're ready to vote on this SCR, but I put this out there. I am interested in getting some suggestions on how we can fix this up. If you look down under the requested changes at the bottom of the SCR, I've listed how I would like to actually show it in the standards reference. Mitch, does this meet your suggestion in terms of spelling out explicitly which each example represents?
Caught me with my feet up. Give me just a second to find the new version.
Sure. It's actually posted on the website. And if anybody's got any other ideas or suggestions, I'd definitely appreciate hearing it. What is the general feeling? Are we better going with no example rather than an example of a non-existent keyword?
Yes.
Yes. And in fact, you know, with the whole MC's attitude about changes that are anything significant, it seems to me that if we don't have an existing keyword with heterogeneous sequences, we're probably not going to allow one under PDS-3 within the guidelines that we've currently set.
Okay, but that's not in order to not allow them, that would be the change to the standards. The current standards do allow them.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
What if you make it the local dictionary keyword for a failed mission, something like MPL, colon, instrument, state, sequence? That's not going to do much harm. that dictionary doesn't exist, and that mission is dead.
Then it's
on the other hand, it will show the idea.
Okay, what's the reaction of other folks to that?
And related to that, Elizabeth, even if you didn't use a dead data dictionary or a local dictionary, wonder if you made it more clear that you were using a sample keyword.
Well, what I could do is I could literally, you know, follow Boris's suggestion, have MPL colon instrument state sequence. I could have an asterisk at the end of the line and a footnote that indicates, note, this is a non-existent keyword or something
okay.
like that.
Hold on, because the only parts of Chapter 12 that are directly related to PDS are the parts that say PDS, like Section 12.5.6.1, which says PDS restrictions on sets. Remember, this is a definition of ODL.
Yes, and PDS uses ODL.
Yes, and PDS uses ODL, not the other way around. So if there is no example in the PDS data dictionary, and because so many data preparers assume that any example is completely valid and allows them to copy it regardless of how stupid it might be, no example is better than a fake example. And we have to be careful not to delete things just because PDS doesn't use them, because we don't know where else this is referenced, unless Steve has an exhaustive list of where else this particular chapter was referenced.
I'm not suggesting deleting anything. The point is that we had argued in the past, you know, we tried to determine whether or not the heterogeneous example was a valid example, and the conclusion we reached at that time is that under our existing standards, yes, the heterogeneous example was permitted. Now, I am completely happy deleting the two heterogeneous examples we have listed here in order not to encourage missions to use them, because while we allow them, I'm not sure how desirable they are. And maybe all we need to do is have the examples of the homogeneous 1D and 2D sequences, which happen to use valid keywords.
Which I would favor.
Pardon me? Which you would favor? Okay.
I would favor that approach.
Okay.
We removed any of the words that say that heterogeneous records are permitted, but since we don't actually have a real example, I think that's sufficient. And then if somebody wants to form one, they'll have to work closely with the node to make sure that they form it correctly.
Okay, I am happy deleting the examples. I am less comfortable changing the paragraph, the text in the paragraph, to remove...
Change the paragraph.
To remove the sentence that says it is not required that all the members of the sequence be of the same type. That's a change to the standards.
Yeah, I'm not recommending that. I'm not advocating.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were. Okay, so basically just remove the two examples, leave the text alone.
Elizabeth, a couple more questions?
Sure.
Are people concerned with, are those expressing concern with non-existent keyword or concerned with sample values or both?
My understanding is they're concerned with the use of a non-existent keyword, and there's also a secondary concern about showing examples of things we would prefer people not actually use, even though they are technically allowed.
So would you are you saying you prefer people not use heterogeneous sequences?
Well, please don't say that.
Yeah, what I would say is that if a mission had a valid reason to do it, the standards allow it, and I would not argue against it.
I found the example I was looking for, but I don't think it will help you because the keyword is a local data dictionary keyword for LRO. So I don't know if you want to include that as an example or not.
The other example proposed is a local.
Is a local,
keyword.
Yeah, that might not be bad. Can you describe it to us?
It's the keyword is called range coefficient set.
Okay.
And it is actually a nested set. And each element has a time and then three real numbers.
So is it specifically a set rather than a sequence?
Let me think here. Is it really a set? Yes, it is a set.
So okay,
sets
so that
are different
kind of
sequences, yeah.
Never mind.
And you're not allowed to have nested sets, by the way. That's a bit of a problem.
Now, I cleared this before we proposed it. How can you not have a nested set?
Sets aren't allowed to be multidimensional.
Well, since sets are not ordered, why would you need to nest them?
I suspect what's happened, Susie, is somebody on the project has used set not in the PDS classword sense of set. I suspect what they actually mean is a sequence, and it's been misused, and it frankly shouldn't have been ingested, but that's PDS. My guess is that keyword actually properly should be a sequence. Okay. What I'm hearing, I think, at this point is delete the second and fourth examples and leave the text alone. That takes away the problematic fake keywords. We've got the record of our discussion on this, so if it ever comes up again, we know that we said that, yes, this is permitted, and we leave it there. Is that the general consensus I'm sort of hearing?
It was a consensus of one. Mitch liked that.
Okay. Then, please, if anybody's got any objections, why don't you guys jump in and let me know if there's other ways of doing this.
Objection.
All righty. Okay. Unless anybody's got any strong opinions otherwise, I think what I'll do is I'll make those changes. And would you folks like to further discuss this SCR at the next telecon, or should I send it out for an e-vote? Okay, if there's no further need for discussion, I will go ahead and send it out for an e-vote after I've made the specified changes. Okay, so if I could have just a second to write down our summary here.
I'm going to need to read this carefully, so
okay.
You may get some negative comments back.
That's fine, that's fine. Would you prefer a chance to give me some feedback before I send it out for a vote?
I would, yeah.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and do that? I'll wait at least until the end of the week, if I don't hear anything at that. You know, if you
No. You're going to make some changes, right?
Yeah, all I'm going to do is drop the second and fourth examples, basically.
Okay, do that.
Okay.
Let me know.
Okay.
I'll let you know what I think.
Sounds good. Okay, so drop second and fourth examples. Rewrite as necessary. Send to Dick for comments, and then send out for e-vote. Great. Okay. Now, next issue. The next one, align the online PSDD with the PDSDD.full file. Okay. Dick, you had submitted this. This was based on some confusion about the different expressions of the data dictionary and potential conflicts or confusion among them. I was pleasantly surprised to discover I had actually written up a full SCR last year on this. I have now made a couple of updates to bring that up to date with the current status of the PDF version of the dictionary. And I requested some comments back from Steve and Ron on that. I think, Dick, we're probably going to send it to you next, get your feedback on that, and then probably send it out to the larger working group. So hopefully in a couple of weeks we'll be ready to vote on that one. 1126, multiple occurrences of the same keyword. Okay, that was Todd, and he said that there were no updates. 1127, ditto, which brings us down to 1135, which is the PDF-A as a potential replacement for text documents. Lyle, you're nominally in charge on that one.
Yeah, nothing has happened on that.
Okay, so no update on that one. Okay, 1139. Rich, you're nominally in charge on this one, although I'm unfortunately the one holding you up at the moment.
Oh. Hey.
You want to go ahead and just describe what you've done so far?
Let's see. This is from the Magellan Radio Science DVDs that Dick had sent me earlier, and I think they're up for review right now. But there are these new values for defined elements, and one of them was static, and then the others were dynamic. And since I needed to write the SCR for the static one, I added the new dynamic values as well.
This is basically just adding some standard values to existing keywords for the most part. Yeah, yeah. There are a couple of sticky points, like Rich says, with this one statically defined keyword, which should not be statically defined, so we need to change that. But hopefully we'll have this turned around and available soon. I may even send this out for an e-vote, unless there's some more complex issues that come up. But, yes, Rich has done his job, and he's basically waiting on me at the moment. Okay. Then 1140, update the standards. Yes, go ahead.
What's the holdup?
It appeared to me
this wasn't really written as an SCR, but
other than that. There is an SCR. I haven't posted it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I went to their website and it was a little hard to read what was there.
Yeah. No. I Rich is still relatively new to this process. He's doing a great job, but I'm just trying to help him with his first couple of SCRs. So there was a couple of modifications.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, 1140. I have not done anything on this one yet. Hopefully this is not going to be a big deal. It's just going to be searching through the standards reference for references to the It's the archive volume documentation or whatever that has now been changed to. What does ADD stand for, Dick?
Archive
description
okay. documentation or something like that.
Yeah, so hopefully.
I actually did a little bit of this last night and posted a couple of words on the blog.
Oh, fabulous, okay.
ICD, I did a search on the standards reference. ICD didn't even come up.
Okay.
There are lots of SISs,
right.
but they're embedded in words like consist, assist. there are relatively few places where SIS appears as a document, and
okay.
my impression was that we don't have to mess with the standards reference. Most of the SIS references are pointers to places where you might find certain things documented. They'll just say, this would be documented in the SIS.
Are there
a whole slew of things where SIS is actually embedded in examples.
The one thing I was wondering about, do we have any reserved file names that we need to add based either on generic archive description documentation or specifically ICDs? I know that we've got some reserved file names used for data product and volume systems, or I thought we did. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Is there anything we need to do similarly for other kinds of documents?
None come to mind, but if you wanted to start a campaign like that, there are probably some that we could reserve.
Okay.
It just struck me that this is stable.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm not sure
that it's that big an issue.
I'm not sure it's worth investing a lot of time in this one. There are other things that are more important.
And that would be great. Why don't I talk more with you offline, see what you've done, and if a quick glance I come up with much, and if not, then I'll just I'll recommend that we reject this at the next telecon. I'd be happy to get it off the list if there's not really anything there to worry about.
I think you might need to look at Chapter 9, Elizabeth.
Is that the one on the volume? No, 19 is
no,
the volume.
No, that's about documents, and SIS is mentioned there as one of several kinds of documents.
Okay.
Yeah, what's not mentioned there is the blanket phrase that corresponds to DDA, which probably should be included.
Probably should be. Okay. Hopefully it's not going to be a big deal. Hopefully it's just going to be a few text changes for the 3.8 version. Okay, sounds good. All right, and finally, 1141. This is another one of Rich's SCRs. This is Data Quality ID.
I was ingesting the MDIS CDR that they have. They've been using Data Quality ID as a 16-character, sort of a 16-character bit mask, but the definition of the element is 3 characters. Mostly for -1 to 4 plus n/a. So I'd like to change. They've asked me to change to expand it to 16 characters.
Okay. Now the history on this keyword. First thing we did when we looked at it is we realized that even the current definition of the keyword has got some problems. It is defined with a general data type of identifier. Identifiers cannot. -1 is not a valid identifier. So there's already a problem right there. I tried to do some research on this keyword and where it's been used. What I came up with, as far as I can tell, this keyword was proposed by PPI. I have talked to the PPI folks, and they acknowledge proposing it, but say that it never ended up getting used. Further research through our existing archive, which was not exhaustive, but was the best I was able to do on a short term, showed that it is used in the Clementine data set. In the Clementine data set, the keyword is listed in the labels, but it is uniformly set to quote n/a. When you look in the Clementine EDR, in the product SIS, it defines the keyword. It says data quality ID equals NA. This is a data quality indicator. This keyword is reserved for future use. As processing of Clementine data proceeds, this keyword may be used to describe data quality information. No data quality parameters have currently been defined. So as far as I can tell, fundamentally, there are no existing values for this keyword that have ever actually been used, despite the standard values listed in the dictionary.
Okay, well, I will correct that.
Okay, go ahead.
This keyword has been used on Huygens data sets.
Huygens, okay, yep.
And it's been used on Venus Express data sets.
Okay, can you tell me, do you have any idea what kinds of values were used?
Yeah, they were generally a number between 1 and 5, I think. And then there's a usually like a data quality description or something like that that will be used to indicate what that value means.
Okay.
But it's not always. I can see one of the Venus Express data sets has 7 characters, looks like a binary flags, and it says to see a file in the document directory.
Okay.
Consistently.
Now, the biggest question I've got, the deal breaker. Are the values in the labels for Huygens and Venus Express in quotes?
No.
Okay, we then officially have a problem. I was going to recommend that we change the general data type of this to character. Obviously, that will not work if these data products that Lyle is describing don't have the values enclosed in quotes.
Isn't 5 a character?
It is, but the rules for identifiers are that they cannot start with a number, and they must be in quotes if they don't follow that pattern.
Yeah. And anything that's defined as a character has to be in double quotes no matter what it is. So
no, that's not true.
Yeah.
Syntactically, that's never been enforced, and I don't think that's ever actually stated.
No, it certainly isn't.
Okay, I'm not sure I agree, but for the purposes of this SCR, if you guys are correct, then to me the simplest thing to do is to change the general data type of this keyword to character.
But if you change it to character, then the value 1 must be in quotes.
No.
Because if it's a character, if the data type of the keyword is a character, and the parser goes through and does not encounter an opening quote, then it assumes and checks that it is that it meets the requirements of an identifier, because identifiers are not required to be quoted when they're values of character keywords. However, identifiers are not allowed to begin with numbers. So then it will be flagged as a syntax error for not being quoted. I know, it's complicated. Do I need to run through that again?
No, but I'm not sure that that's correct. I mean, I haven't seen that error ever come up.
Well, that's because right now it has a different data type.
Right now it's defined as data type of identifier.
Right.
Ah.
I wasn't actually sure about the beginning of the number problem. What I was concerned about is the negative sign. Definitely can't have a negative sign in an identifier.
Right, but
I'll buy that.
I've never encountered an error in either validator for having this value as a number.
Yeah. All right,
then.
I looked up identifier, and I found that it was alphanumeric plus the underscore. So
yeah.
The negative sign is not allowed, but I didn't find anything about leading numbers.
Okay, then Lyle, can
you
answer?
I'm probably misremembering then.
Lyle, do either of those data sets that you're aware of ever use negative numbers?
Huygens data sets certainly do not. The data quality ID values were defined as from 1 to 5 for all of the data sets.
Okay.
Venus Express I can't answer to particularly because it looks like they're handling it differently for each different instrument.
Okay. Can you do further digging on that for me?
Excuse me?
Are you going to be able to do some further digging on that for me and find out whether this is going to be a problem?
I can do a real quick check just to see from each of the data sets that I have.
I mean, actually, if they use a negative sign, even with the keyword as it currently stands, they're already breaking the rules. So we're not going to cause them to be any more in violation of the standards by changing it to character.
That they didn't, because that was looks like it was from Clementine that was discussed. So.
Okay. So crossing our fingers, it looks like character might solve the problems. Is that what I'm hearing? Lyle, I'd like to get some more details from you after we get offline, just in order to complete the SCR and make sure that we've got the references to the existing data sets. But I'm hoping that this will solve the problem. The other changes that we made is rather than having a list of standard values, I think we should just define the standard value type as text, delete the existing standard values, and then any projects which wish to add a note in order to define their values, I'm happy to do that. Although, as you've pointed out, the data quality description keyword should accompany the data quality ID keyword.
And that's where the values are supposed to go. That's
they
how
are.
It's written up.
I know. They are, and under PDS4, I am going to make very certain that the data dictionary has the structure to handle those kinds of relationships.
Right, but that's one of my objections to the current version of this SCR, that you're hardwiring the messenger values into this definition.
Okay, that is because messenger does not include a data quality description keyword.
Then I think that's the solution.
Okay, but we're talking about data that's already in the pipe.
I know, but I don't think we should be rewriting the data dictionary to accommodate messenger.
You mean you want to just completely drop the SCR? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, my suggestion was to make this a local data dictionary issue.
Okay.
They are redefining an existing
okay.
keyword,
but
basically.
But they can't use the keyword as a local data dictionary keyword without adding the mission prefix.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we give them a waiver. I mean,
yeah. By the way, I will point out that, at least the way the Venus Express is using it, they're using like 8 characters as well. So
they're also in violation.
They're violating it. In that sense.
Okay, I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with identifiers. Is the general data type of identifier supposed to mean an ODL identifier?
No, no. Okay, there are differences of opinion on this, Anne. My opinion is the general data type of identifier, number one, never should have been defined. Number two, no, it is not equivalent to an ODL identifier. But number three, we never defined it.
Well, I thought the whole point of adding the data type of identifier was to indicate things that ought to be ODL identifiers.
This is an ancient argument, and I don't want to get into it again because I was...
Oh, it's not that.
I'm sorry. I've already lost this argument. I'm having a hard time understanding the standard because I don't think it makes sense.
Is there some place in the standard where the general data type of identifier is defined?
No, there is not anywhere.
So it could mean anything.
You got it. Hence, part of my problem with...
Well, that's a bit of a wild card, isn't it?
Yes.
What does V-tool
Now, I think a lot of people are assuming that the general data type of identifier is the same as an ODL identifier. That
well, like
is never
said,
stated
that,
explicitly.
That was the point of creating it in the first place.
Well, this
was
based on the confusion between the ID class name and identifiers, which also is not a valid linkage. So.
Yeah, I know. But like I said, the identifier general data type was retrofit a few years ago. Not
I know.
All that many years ago. So what does V-tool think identifier means?
I don't know the answer to that question. I can certainly find out.
Yeah, I'd like to know what they took as their standard in that case. I mean, just because if they found a solid statement someplace, it'd be kind of nice to know where it is.
Yeah, yeah. I can. Okay, let me write that one down. I'll try and find
yeah,
the answer.
Yeah, that's just
that.
A point of interest. I don't know that it helps either way. In fact,
digressing.
Almost certainly once you've got the answer, it's not going to help either way.
Since we are digressing, Anne, may I ask you to clarify something? Did you say that if you have a character string that starts with a number, it has to be in quotes?
That is what I have always believed, because ODL identifiers may not begin with a digit. They must begin with a letter.
No, I'm not talking about identifiers at all. Just
I know.
String.
Oh, the reason that I mention identifiers is because also of ODL syntax rules, which say that if the character string that is the value of a string value keyword is an identifier, it does not need to be in quotes.
Got it. Thank you.
That's why it makes a difference. I'm sorry, I need to clear my throat.
And
so the parser goes through, apparently, and this is derived from looking at the actions of the parser, apparently the parser, our canonical parser, LV tool, goes through, and if it is a character-valued keyword and it does not, and the value does not begin with a quote, it will not mark it as a syntax error if the things that remain are a valid ODL identifier. But apparently, if that ever was true, it's not true any longer.
Okay. I didn't realize that that was the rule, and I reported that as a VTool bug.
Oh, well, maybe that's why it's not true any longer.
Oh, interesting. So...
Yeah, Section 12.3.4 lays down the rules for ODL identifiers, and you have to go tracing threads back through Chapter 12 to find statements about things that need to be quoted and things that don't. But PDS doesn't use all of the ODL quoting rules either, as you may remember.
Yeah,
ODL
yeah.
has a single quote. So it gets very complicated.
I have a feeling this is basically an issue that we did not cleanly resolve. I mean, we came up with an answer, but I'm not sure we dealt with all the ramifications of that.
Yeah, I mean, the suggestion that whatever they're doing, you just grant them a waiver at this point because we're about to throw the old system out is not an unattractive one.
I'm a little hesitant with this because the whole idea, and yes, I understand where the MC sits on this. I acknowledge that. But we are not about to throw the old system out. We're going to be archiving under this for a minimum of 3 more years.
Well, yeah, but they're, you know, nothing, they're not going to, I'm sorry, I lost the train of my thought. Yes, it's true. We're going to be doing this for 3 more years. We cannot continue to have weekly 2-hour discussions about tiny little changes like this for the next 3 years. At some point, we have to cut and run.
Yeah, I'm not sure I think of this as a tiny little change, but I have a suggestion for resolving it, since apparently it's too late to tell them to just start form a new keyword. If we make the change to character, that partially covers them. I like Dick, object to hardwiring their values as standard values.
I didn't. No. I did not hardwire them as standard values. I put them in the note field. The note field is explicitly to be used for mission-specific information about how keywords are used.
Doesn't say anything about the mission. It just says no. These are your values.
That
in
was
fact,
my
they're not even really
okay,
explained.
Okay, hang on. That was my error. Yes, there should have been a I usually put a statement when I put things in the note that says, for the messenger mission or whatever, these were the values that were used. That is my fault. I apologize for
that. Well, actually, they're not even values. They just explain the use of the various fields.
Right, but that's the only way messenger uses it, and other missions are already using this keyword, so.
Well, and again, as I said, My approach has always been on the note field. I am happy to expand it ad infinitum for mission-specific details. If people want to put a mission-specific statement in the note field, I'm happy to do it. If you guys object, that's fine. That's your prerogative. But I have always seen that that was the very purpose of having the note field.
Well, but that's what data quality description is supposed to do.
And the rest of my suggestion, because if we can't get them to get a data quality description into every one of their labels, then they need to put that information in the errata.txt. They need to put in the errata that this information is missing from the labels and put it there so that there is something that goes with this thing that is specific to their mission that gives all of these details.
Okay, and presumably, and Rich, you need to check on this. I'm assuming that these values are described in their data product sys.
It's in the sys, definitely. I'm not sure if it's in the errata.txt. Yeah, this is linked from the SCR page.
And I assume that from the discussion it's too late to get the...
Yeah, they've been putting it out for a while now, and I just discovered it in this last review. Sorry. And they've been putting it out in the EDRs for months, and now the CDRs are out, and it has these values as well.
Richard, do you know if it's been shown... the standard values that they've been using, or I should say the non-standard values... have been flagged as errors by VTool?
Yes, it was. Otherwise, I would have seen it.
I'm sorry, you said
it was
flagged.
Yes.
I mean, the very fact that we've got a... oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm not... If this had happened at my node, my boss would have me go back and regenerate every one of the labels, putting in the description element. The description quality, the piece that's missing from the labels.
Which node are you working with on this, Richard?
Let's see.
Not rings.
Yeah. well, it's.
I don't know how big the messenger archive that exists already is. I don't know how big a deal this is, but the real solution is to fix the labels so they're correct. Now you're still going to have the problem with the keyword. Needs to be changed to character if we can do that without damaging everything in the past.
Well, I think rather than damaging things, we'd actually be fixing things, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I think PPI is the lead on Messenger, but these are image products, so no telling where they come from.
I mean, how long has Messenger been delivering data?
I think the first delivery...
They've had a couple of deliveries, but I think they're still early enough in the mission that... there's time to really fix this in the pipeline. But I could be wrong about that.
I don't know. Maybe we need to try pushing back on them.
Yeah, we still have the issue about changing it to character. It's the absence of the description element.
We have to change it to character, and we have to increase the length.
Yeah. And if none of those are going to cause insurmountable problems to what's already in the system, that's not a bad thing.
So what I'm hearing is you guys are objecting to the note field.
Well, on several levels. First off, I assume that somewhere in all of this, there's something that interprets the values. Byte zero, image sources, CCD, what value in byte zero tells me that? All right, I see what the subjects are for the first 7 bytes, but I do not know what the values would be.
Okay, let's.
For the flags.
If we drop the note, are you guys then happy with the proposed changes?
I think so.
I think we really need some imaging node person who's worked on this to say, to comment.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
Related to that, Patty is the interface with MDIS.
Oh, she is. Okay, that's what I was wondering.
She's
okay.
Unable. You might have got a note from her. She's unable to be here today, but.
Right.
Sounds like a follow-up with her might be
in order.
Worthwhile, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. So drop the note. Change. All the other changes then that I've listed for this keyword are acceptable.
They seem to be. But I would follow up with Patty and probably present this at the next standards. Put it at the top of the agenda.
And we're going to urge the mission to add data quality description. All right. Okay. Okay, this SDR's got a lot of work then. We need to rewrite this and add the other data sets. Well, hopefully it's not too bad. Okay, sounds good. So then we're not ready for a vote on that one yet.
Just on the side, in this new definition, maximum length equals 16.
Yes.
Why 16 in quotes?
Hang on.
I assume that's true
because
for everything.
Because I'm brain dead and tired.
I'm just puzzled by the.
You were correct. It was just an error on my part. I should need to change it.
Elizabeth, sorry to interrupt. I'll need to sign off.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, actually, Dick.
Sometimes these definitions, which were done for the old Britton Lee system, don't follow what we normally have.
No. This is not the Britton Lee. I'm curious because I did this off of a template that came out of the template generator. So hang on. Data quality ID, data. Where are we? Data quality ID. What do you know? The old value is in quotes.
I bet every one of these all through the dictionary is that way. That's one of these alignment things between the online dictionary and the full file. I don't understand all the subtleties. I was just wondering.
It's more an ODL issue. Let me talk to John Ho about that. I'm worried that messing with that may. The problem is this is the format in which the things are ingested into the dictionary. So I'm going to have to talk to John Ho about why that's the case. Okay. All right. Anything else? I think that was the last item on the agenda. I'm not aware of any other issues we need to talk about at the moment. Has anyone else got any comments or anything?
I hate to say this.
Sure.
I just know that I'm just flaunting my ignorance. But in the description in the SER, it says Messenger treats this as a 16-byte flag. So I'm curious to why it's an ID as opposed to a flag, why it's not a data quality flag in the Messenger data.
Well, it can't be a flag, because the flag would be a Boolean value, so you'd have to have a comma-separated list of 16 separate values if it was to be a flag. The other potential way to treat it would be as a mask. Pardon me?
I wouldn't have thought this would qualify as a mask, really.
Well, it's certainly not a flag.
The way they're using it, unless they do, like you say, I mean, it's functioning as a flag.
No, because flags, the individual elements of a flag are Boolean. So this would have to be a comma-separated list as opposed to a byte value.
Well, that's one interpretation of the word flag. That's not every interpretation of the word flag.
If you look up in the Planetary Science Data Dictionary the class word flag, it will describe how it's supposed to be used.
So it's basically a bit mask. Well, no, not a bit mask. That's not the right
thing. I picked the word flag. Sorry about that.
Okay, so flag comes from you. Let me... Maybe I'm the one who's speaking out of my ignorance. Hang on a second. PSDD front.
Well, the description of the problem does say it's used as a flag.
Yeah, but that may be in a generic term rather than in a...
That's what I use. I use it as a generic.
One of these years I'm going to get around to bookmarking this document.
Oh, so I'm looking at the... Our,
remember
our,
not to close the darn thing after you've opened it twice.
Yeah.
The only... I think... I don't know. I don't know how it went, but the... You know, if you look at the elements, there's only one. There's only two things that start with data quality. Maybe that's how it got chosen.
Okay, difference between a flag and a mask. Masks are literally zeros and ones. A flag is a Boolean condition indicator limited to two states, for example, Y and N.
So it can't be 0 and 1?
It can be, but it can also be N and Y, which a mask cannot. And masks, like I say, frequently consist of numerous things put together. Like you could have an integer, which when broken down into its bit values, each bit value represents is an indicator. Masks are used in a very different way. I mean, conceptually, a mask consists of a set of flags, but its data storage representation is much more succinct, potentially.
So much to learn.
Anyway, so we're going to go away and try and make the proposed changes on this one. And, yeah, probably follow up on the next telecon, it sounds like. Okay, unless there's any other issues, let's see where our next telecon would fall. Ooh, looks like we're having three in July, July 30th.
That's the mission interface.
Yeah, but that's not for, that's a couple of hours later, isn't it?
Oh, well.
He's all day on the phone.
Okay, I don't have anything scheduled in terms of major meetings or anything. Excuse me, is there a potential conflict with what you guys were talking about?
I guess not.
Pardon me?
No, I guess not.
Okay. All right, then July 30th, unless I hear any major objections, would be our next telecon. Am I hearing from some nodes the desire to cease having these telecons at all?
It would be good.
Can we stop changes?
No, well, okay, I don't think we can. I mean, I think proposing to stop changes is the same as telling users, no, we're not issuing the next level of our operating system until 3 years from now, but we're not going to fix any bugs between now and then. I mean, any business that tried to propose doing that would go out of business very quickly.
Well, we haven't updated our standards in nearly that long. We don't publish them every time we make a change. What functionally would be the difference?
Of course we do. We publish our standards roughly every 3 months, every time the data dictionary is released.
Yeah, the data dictionary is only a part of the standards, and arguably.
Well, and what we are talking about right now with the data quality ID is strictly limited to the data dictionary.
Yeah, but that if data dictionary changes are all that we have to discuss, what's the point of committee and have done with?
Hey, guys, I have to go.
All right, Susie, we'll talk to you later.
But once we clear through this list, I would think that we would be able to set this meeting up so that it wasn't a standing meeting or that we would be able to say not this time more often than we do now. But I don't think we're there yet.
Kind of seems like we just went through a rather exhaustive exercise in coming up with a standards process, and now we're deciding to just throw it out the window.
No, it's not that at all, Elizabeth. But with that exhaustive process, it looks like we're not going to get very many new SCRs. So if there are no SCRs in the list...
Well, that's because a priori we're saying we're not going to have any. I mean, it's not because there's no need for them. There's plenty of need for them. We've just been told we're not going to allow them.
Why don't you just call them when you think they're needed?
All right. Although I'll tell you, I really believe that a lot of our work could be carried out via email, so it's kind of hard to figure out in what cases we actually do need telecons.
Well, as each working group comes up with something that needs to be discussed more broadly. But I think you're right.
But maybe that we can move to once a month instead of every other week.
Well, you won't get any objections here. If we did that, then our next telecon would be on the 13th of August. That puts it just after an MC telecon.
Well, I don't have a problem with having the next one on the 30th, though.
Which is the problem with the 30th?
Well, there wasn't really any problem with the 30th anymore, but...
You know what? I'm going to recommend that we put some...
We have enough nodes on here to say...
Let's do it on the 30th and then move to roughly monthly. That will put the telecons just before... Excuse me, we'll put our telecons roughly a week before the MC telecons, in some cases.
I would say that you should put it on the next agenda that we should discuss the frequency of these telecons.
All right. Okay, so the next telecon is on the 30th. One of the agenda items will be frequency of future telecons. Sounds good. All right. Okay, so the existing ones, it looks like there's going to be one of them that will be sent out for e-vote, and, well, the other ones all... pardon me?
We got rid of one.
We got rid of one. We've got another one will be going out for an e-vote. And Rich's two SCRs, I think, possibly are going to have to wait for the next telecon. We'll find out. This one, if the issues get resolved, then maybe I'll send it out for an e-vote as well.
1087 might get there.
Yes. Yep. All right. Okay, great. We'll talk to you guys later then.
Alrighty.
Okay, take care.